N4HKX, mobile.
So late, N4ZLK.
To stop.
Late tonight, or is that a typical Thursday?
Cool Thursday.
Good day.
Hope you did. Enjoyed your day off.
Put away and rearranged in the garage and made room for Beth's car again. It was out while I was working on those beds.
I have the car back in there then.
Nothing but spoiled luxuriness.
Well, she might be within arm's reach.
They're into the house, in bed. So, unless she's sneaking down the hallway listening to me.
Your CW?
I haven't done it in a while, so I've been trying to get back into it and make a few contacts.
See y'all already?
No, it's more about being nervous about getting into a conversation, wondering if I'll be able to handle it again, because it's been a while. So I'm starting out with some just basic contacts, doing some POTA, and I did listening or looking for some SKCC contacts.
Good for you. I'm glad you picked that up and learned it. Maybe one day I'll get some time to sit down and do it.
30 years to finally sit down and reconquer it again.
You took your test that still had 5 words a minute, didn't it?
Only we learned it at a very, very slow speed. I mean, I got the 5 words, but the actual letters were sent at a slow speed, and everything I've heard and read, it's hard. You reach a ceiling pretty quick. Back and learned it with the characters coming by at about 20 words a minute.
That, like I said, I still haven't got there. I started listening to Gary's YouTube videos again this week, so I could try to get my extra again.
Need to do that too. Did you you said you heard John on DMR? Did you contact him at all?
Wasn't in a place that I could do that, and he was trying to clear out, and everybody kept coming back in there to him.
He likes DMR and All Star and all those digital modes. He's got an All Star node set up at his house. I know that's different than DMR, but he's into all that digital stuff as well.
I was listening to him talk to a couple guys out of the Atlanta group down there. I guess they're on the repeater with y'all. And talking about he had open spot here and a pie star here. And the one's doing the D-Star, one's doing DMR and different things. I was pretty sure that was him, but over digital it's hard to tell for sure with the voice. And I wasn't 100% sure of his call sign.
K4LZR.
N4ZLK. Let me respond to Patrick real quick. Patrick, does DMR or digital make your voice sound different? And answer that and then turn it over to Andy.
You still sound kind of the same, but more robotic. So it, once you learn somebody, you can pick it out again. Go ahead, Andy.
You're right about that, about the DMR. It's more of a robotic type sound. And I know of some people, you know, of course that's with the modulation on the radio. Some people be loud on DMR and some on analog won't, and they'll be using, you know, be the same person, but the audio on the DMR blasts you, and on the analog it won't. And something I done told Patrick about, and I don't remember if I ever told you about it or not, but that thing that's going to happen up there in Asheville about the old radios up there, did I ever mention to you over the past, Shane, about RadioBoulevard.com?
Mention it to me. I think I did hear something about old radios in Asheville, but I didn't recognize the name. But no, you've not mentioned anything to me, Andy.
Said it's not anywhere near it, but there's a place out there in Nevada, and a lot of people that got licensed back in the 60s, like lots of them still living, always go back to this website when they want to redo old radios from that time. It's Radio Boulevard, BLVD, RadioBoulevard.com. And anything from the beginning up to the end of the tube-type radios, you'll find on there, where it's surplus gear from the military, especially World War II, amateur, broadcast, CW keys, microphones, about anything you can think of during that era, you'll find there.
Their website, it looks pretty interesting. I'll have to check it out. Go ahead, Patrick.
I hadn't pulled it up yet, Andy, but I remember you telling me about it. I think it was Sunday night. Oh, I can't keep track of days and nights anymore.
Once y'all all get a good look at it and look through the whole site, I've been looking at it over for a number of years, and I learn something new every time I go on there. Just also about like how radio gear was during the Second War there. One radio there, I don't know if it was a RAK, if I remember right, a rat receiver that they had on the carrier out in 1937 that they was using a receive on there that they heard Earhart on out in the Pacific at the time, that they had done some biography on, I mean any kind of thing, during the time from the beginning up to the end of tubes, you'll find on there, and I always find it interesting.
Andy, you gave me something else to waste some time at. I mean, not waste time, but try to find time to do.
That is, if they're already hitting enough rabbit holes with this hobby.
I don't remember now how, it was when I was getting this silver tone redone. Plus, I saw it in QST some years back, and at the time I was in the process of getting this silver tone redone, and I tell you, there's stuff on there, radio gear, of the way back before any of us was leaving that will amaze you. Fairly well amaze you of how it was way back, long before our time.
It's going to be some interesting reading. Well, I need to go. I need to get a shower. And got a couple things to do, and I want to do some more CW. But nice to hear you guys tonight. Be careful going home, Patrick. And Andy, thank you for the new website to look at. I'm going to bookmark it and check it out later. Y'all have a good evening. KO4HKX, take it away, N4ZLK.
HKX, 73 Shane, good to talk to you this afternoon, and get you some rest, because I know you got to start early tomorrow.
Till later, yeah, they have a certain area in there of just CW keys. And being, Shane, that you're doing a little with CW, you might want to look through that as well. KI4LCI.
Thanks, Andy. N4ZLK, 73, guys.
You want to be in range, or you going to be getting out of range here shortly? Because I know I've heard you talking. You get up there where you at, you won't be able to get into the Skywarn repeater in about, I guess, 16 or 17 minutes to Skype one net over on 147.135 will commence. And that's kind of why I'm in here this early and heard y'all want you.
It's probably in range, but I don't have that repeater programmed in this radio.
Like I probably did. They changed frequency pairs. And they went to a digital tone. I think I told a lot of people, but I can't remember who I did or didn't. It's now 147.135 with a digital tone of 311. And up to that, to my knowledge, Billy's repeater he's using now on that frequency pair, to my knowledge, is the only one around here using a digital tone.
You told me before, and I just haven't done it. I need to. Just been lazy, hadn't done it. One of those things.
Well, you can always, you're always in range of 162.55. You could tune that in if you absolutely had to.
I'll have to get that programmed in so that I can monitor the weather, especially with what's coming here the rest of this week and most of next week, it looks like.
I'm so sure we're going to get, from the looks of it anyway, the bulk of it, as of right now, the radar I saw an hour or so ago, it's going to head toward Memphis. We're going to get some rain from, distantly from it, but I don't think as it stands right now we're going to get much off of it. But it's not a bad idea, though, when you are down in this area, down in here, around the Greenville area, even though you can tune in the weather station, 5-5, to have that programmed in.
It's not a bad idea. It's always a good thing to have that programmed in.
Me, someone had to program this in for me, but I remember all the noise over the years he was having over on the other frequency pair on that. And he was just using then an analog tone of 91.5 or 145.47. And I meant the noise up there at times over the years would eat that repeater up. And that's kind of why he switched frequency pairs and went with the digital tone. It's just that, to my knowledge, that's the only one around here using the digital tone.
Into it. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
I can't advise about any others. If there is, I don't know about it. That's. But since he put that repeater up there, I've kind of monitored it over all these years since 2010, and at times, when it was on that other pair, he had awful noise up there and stuff, causing problems, and up to this point on this frequency pair he's on now, 147.135, with this tone he's on now, I ain't heard any substantial issues with it. Not to this point.
Had nobody's bothering him or whatever was causing the interference didn't bother him to repeat it. That way they can get their information out when they need to.
He just had to switch frequency pairs and go with this digital tone. There used to be another repeater on that frequency pair, but it went off the air and never come back on the air. So that's how that frequency pair become available to him to use it on his repeater now.
It used to be up in Lavar. Mr. Parker, I believe, had that one.
Call sign was K4GHZ, I think. I didn't hear it very often here at the house in this hole because it wasn't positioned like Billy's is, but I could get off mobile attic pictures and I would hear it at times, but I didn't know who owned it. Like you said, I just remember that call sign and it was positioned back off up through the valley, back off up toward Brevard, where Billy's, that's on this pair, directly up on the mountain, looking down here at me. But that went off the air and wasn't coordinated, and that become available for Billy to use, and he ditched the other frequency pair due to all the racket he was having.
Got some use out of it, and like I said, I need to get my radio programmed in there. But Andy, I am getting ready to get where ride up here while I switch vehicles, so I'll be out for a little bit. But good to talk to you this afternoon, and appreciate you coming in here and riding along with me. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Get the time. Go on up and see that up at night. Well, I hope someday I can. When I can get somebody to ride with, but somewhere down the line, take a look at that. It's at Nevada there on that other website. I think in the end you'll find it very interesting. KI4LZI.